Support for Politics and Public Policy reporting on SDPB is made possible by SDN Communications, your business broadband provider. Learn more at sdncommunications.com.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. For the past several weeks, we've been introducing you to the candidates for the South Dakota State Legislature. Today, we meet Kirk Chafee. He is a Republican from District 29, and he's running for the State House of Representatives. He's not yet served in the State House, but he was appointed by both chambers to serve on the Ag Land Assessment Implementation and Oversight Advisory Task Force. He joins us now from the Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio at SDPB's Black Hills studio in Rapid City. Kirk Chafee, welcome to In the Moment. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Lori, and thanks for having me.
So we gave people a little introduction there about some of your public service, but broaden that story for us, please, and tell us why now run for State House?
Why now? Good question. The short answer is it's kind of a matter of timing. And what I mean by that, I've already successfully had a public service career for about 32 years now. I've already been involved in the legislative process much during that same time as within that 30 years. I've served as on the legislator task force, like you said earlier. I participated in many summer studies. And kind of sum it all up, I'm set to retire here in 3 months, so it's kind of a coincidence of timing of service and a timing of that brought me here today.
So. All right, so a long-time South Dakota resident, correct? You've got a family homestead.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I could say I'm truly the hometown guy.
Yeah.
I was born in Belle Fourche, lived on a ranch out at Union Center for a number of years, and currently live just north of Sturgis, kind of in between Sturgis and Whitewood.
All right, so talk a little bit about your professional experience, because as you've been called on to do some of this work with, in the summer studies and such, what are you being called on to do? What is your particular background?
Well, my particular background, I played kind of the jack of many trades for Meade County government. My number one job, of course, is the Director of Equalization, Meade County Planner for the jurisdiction. Within that realm, I've spoken several times before legislators or different political bodies about local government issues, primarily centering around county functions. And again, my strongest suit would be around the property tax issues in the state of South Dakota, and that's what brought me into the Ag Land Task Force to be one of the founding members on that.
In your profile, you talk about how being a quote, tax assessor for 31 years requires a thick hide. So talk a little bit about building consensus and sort of dealing with one of these issues that in some ways makes no one happy.
It does. And that's one thing that you learn being the tax assessor is people aren't always happy. And you have to walk in understanding that. And you can't take anything personal. But what you try to do is it teaches you to first listen to what people have to say and what their perceived issues are. And that's the first step in all of that. Then only when you can define what the problem is can you actually start coming up with a solution. And the whole idea is to have an effective, durable solution, meaning one that's just not a Band-Aid fix for right now, but one that can kind of stand the test of time. So it's kind of a humbling experience being a tax assessor. You start literally from being met at the door with a shotgun to be able to part friends and say see you next year. So.
Skills indeed. Let's talk a little bit about some of those top issues that as you talk to constituents and voters, what are you hearing from them about things that they want done in the State House?
It's always pretty much consistent. People always want to be heard. That's their number one. Question. They want to feel like they've had some input and that there's someone there truly representing what their local needs are. They're concerned about local control and the economy. Those are the things that I primarily hear. I've been the face for Meade County within District 29 for so long that I also get road conditions. What am I going to do about this road and the gravel conditions there?
So. Right. So talk a little bit about that local economy and where's the, you know, some of the challenges that need to be addressed and could possibly be addressed legislatively.
One of my hats that I wear, I actually sat on the board of directors for Sturgis Economic Development. I've sat in that position for 10, 12 years. And what I have learned is that there isn't a 30-second soundbite that you can say, here's the one item that can fix our economy. Right. What I did learn is that the education, economic development, quality of life, those items that we all hold dear are so intertwined, and they take many disciplines, approaches to come up with a set of solutions. It's not just one solution, set of solutions. So when my experience is within our own industrial park in Sturgis would be that we have a pretty solid manufacturing process going there. And the needs for having education, especially in the trades, the vo-techs, and we have to do more to keep our kids within the state, keep our talent here, be able to be able to have a quality of life for them so they want to live here. You have to have some affordable housing so they have a place to stay. So all these things kind of intertwine to make a truly healthy economy for your local area.
Are there things to do from the, you mentioned trade schools, but also for the universities to sort of, address the student debt that many South Dakotans are coming out of that's also driving them, away from the state to look for higher paying jobs? Talk a little bit about education and, some of the efforts that you think the legislature could provide to address some of those concerns as well.
My little sister is actually an eighth grade teacher. So I hear a little bit on education, and I have to be completely honest that education on the university side is probably an area that especially with the student aid funding, needs to be looked at. And I got to be honest, I don't have all the right answers right now to give you for that.
Sure. And if we did, we'd have done it already.
That's kind of like, well, how do you grow your economy? It's kind of like we've all been there. We've all tried. Every community across the state of South Dakota, where they met in a coffee shop or in a boardroom, have done what they thought was best.
Right. All right. So other issues that you're hearing from folks or that you think would be something you'd like to bring to peer? We've about 2 minutes left, so probably time for one other topic of conversation.
Well, my favorite is always property tax. That's one thing that everybody can rally behind, saying, well, it's too high. We got to do something about it. And the reality is, in the state of South Dakota, we're not sitting too bad in the total scheme of property tax. But, yes, there's places we can improve and make better. And some of that is just, I'll go back to the ag land. I'm kind of looking forward to that. The district that I represent, District 29, is set up tax-wise about a third agricultural, about a third owner-occupied, and about a third commercial. So you can't just look at one of those classes. You got to look at all of them and see what we can do to make taxes more equitable or more fair.
All right. Specific things to make that a little more equitable and fair that you have in mind?
If you get down to specifics...
Yeah, I know. With our last 30 seconds, that was probably not the smartest question for me to ask a tax assessor.
It's like I got a binder.
Right. Okay. All right. We'll come back and we'll have that conversation.
I appreciate it.
Another time, Kirk Chafee. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your time.
Thank you much for giving me the time.
And Kirk is a Republican from District 29, running for state representative.